The city of Lafayette says it has identified the source of elevated E. coli levels that have kept the Queen City Lake swimming area closed. Officials say runoff from a nearby private property recently treated with an organic fertilizer entered the lake following rainfall. Testing found no elevated E. coli levels near the Highland Club sewer leak, and the rest of the lake tested clear. The beach will remain closed until testing confirms it's safe for swimming. The Walker County Board of Commissioners has postponed a vote on a proposed fiscal year 2027 budget. Commissioners removed the vote from Thursday night's agenda and will hold another work session before moving forward. The proposed budget currently has a $1.9 million gap between projected expenses and revenues, down nearly $1 million from June. Commissioners have until September 30th to approve the budget. Adoption fees are being waived for all available animals at the Walker County Animal Shelter. The fee waiver is being offered through a partnership with the ASPCA. Over the past week, 16 animals were adopted. 33 new animals entered the shelter. The shelter is open Monday through Saturday from 10 until 4, and no appointment is required. We've got more news coming up after this. The Walker County Board of Education plans to adopt the full rollback millage rate for 2026. The proposed rate is 14.013 mills, continuing a trend of lowering or maintaining the school district's millage rate in recent years. A public hearing is set for 6 next Monday, August 17th, at the Walker County Department of Education in Lafayette. The board is expected to consider adopting the rollback following the hearing. A Chevrolet SUV driver has been cited for an improper lane change after a crash involving a semi-truck on I-75 South near exit 328 Saturday morning. Georgia State Patrol says the SUV struck the semi at about 8:45, causing the truck driver to lose control and overturn. The overturned truck blocked all southbound lanes for 2 hours and 42 minutes Saturday morning. No serious injuries were reported. The SUV driver was cited for illegally crossing lanes. Details on all of these stories on our website. Check it out, discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.